Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, mit sagt es auf, Peri Gimel, Mischne Hei. Rebbe Nechunya, ben Akana Oimer, Rebbe Nechunya, ben Akana says, Kala Mekabel al of all Torah. Anyone who is Mekabel upon himself, who accepts upon himself the oil, the yoke of Torah, Ma'vir in Mimenu oil Malchus vi oil Derech Eretz, Ma'vir in Mimenu, they remove from him oil Malchus, the burden of serving the Malchus, the oil derech eretz, and the yoke, the burden of earning a livelihood. Oil means a yoke. That's like a axe has a yoke on it and pushes it to do work. But it means the responsibility, the burden. Conversely, v'chala pyrik mimenu al tira, someone who removes from himself the al tira, noist in all of el malchus for el derech eretz, the burden of serving the malchus and the oil of earning a livelihood are placed on him. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zechen Levracha, when he was a young bacher, he was drafted. And he came to the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim told him to be mekabel upon himself, the Ol Torah. And who, like Reb Moshe, was mekabel upon himself, the Ol Torah? But Reb Moshe asked the Chavetz Chaim a question. He was already drafted. They already summoned him to appear. So the Chavetz Chaim said to him, but look at the Lashon of our Mishnah, Hamakamul of El Torah, Mavirin Mimenu. Even if he already has the problem, they take it away from him. And indeed, Reb Moshe was able to get out of the Russian army even after he was drafted, which was a Pella, and the Russian army for a year in those days meant virtually that there was no chance of him surviving, and he became Reb Moshe. The Heilige Tzaddik Reb Shlomko of Seville explained the following. Every person in his life, and this is decided really every Rosh Hashanah, has to go through a certain amount of pressure, a certain amount of difficulty, a certain amount of simcha. Now, if you take that pressure and you use it in Torah, force yourself to wake up in the morning on time, to come to yeshiva, to learn even when it's difficult. So instead of you having that sort of, she would have had anyway. You don't have to have it, because whatever pressure, a problem with the government would have been, or a problem in your parnasa would have been, you were yaitz already, you already had the pressure. So it turns out you didn't lose anything by trying hard to learn. For that matter, a person that's over in Aveira, and he has Hana, he derives pleasure. He ate a sandwich, that's not kosher, he derives pleasure. You don't gain anything. You would have had that pleasure anyway. Because there's no extra pleasure, there's no extra tzar. Everything is measured in a perfect measuring cup. But if you use it in Torah, you get rewarded for it. You use it in other ways, you can sometimes be punished for it. So actually, someone that's mekabel of al Torah is taking the oil that would have been on him anyway. Everyone, no one gets away with it. Everyone has a certain amount of burden in their life. And he's saying, no tzaras on the outside. Baruch Hashem, my pressure limit on Torah. With that, I'm yaitza. Are you going to say, oh, but if someone's a big tzaddik, he has no pressure when it comes to learn? It's geschmack, and the answer is, it's always geschmack, but first, it's difficult. Nothing comes easy to start with. The person gets the taste of learning. It's the sweetest thing in the world. It makes him happy. It makes him relaxed. It elevates him. It guides him. But it takes time. You have to be patient. You have to be willing to be mekabel the oil until you get the geschmack.